Let's start. The main thing today, of course, is that you should present your project works. But I've actually scheduled a recording here for the first part, because I'm going to give you some practical information about the exam that is to come in a few days. It is Monday, it's Tuesday, right? Tuesday, and it's a bit late, if you haven't noticed. It's at 1:30, so it's almost in the afternoon. But hopefully that's not a problem for you. At least it has been announced for a while. Other practical things about the exam. The questions is written in English. You can answer it in English or, as I said, any other language that I can read in a reasonable way, which limits things a little bit, maybe to some Scandinavian languages and the Norwegian, in addition to English. So you feel free to write in Norwegian or English. You will get 5 questions, and well, I won't tell you which questions, of course, but you should answer only 4 of them, and there is no bonus for answering 5. So I'll only read the first 4. That's the only thing that will be graded. The questions are, as you may have seen from the examples, somewhat open, so I expect you to give more than a very short answer with 2 lines underneath it. So there's usually some thinking to do around the questions. You have to show that you actually have understood what this is all about. The questions are will be quite similar to what you see on the 20-something examples of questions that you have access to in front of. It will be somewhat similar. The wording can be a little bit different, but I guess all the topics should be covered there. In case you haven't noticed, you can find on the resources folder in front there, you will find 2 PDFs with examples of exam questions. You will also find a folder there, which I guess most of you have noticed, with examples of previous answers given from an exam a couple of years ago. It should give you a little bit of an idea of what we are looking for in the answers. The example of the A thing there is not—it's not a brilliant A, and the example of a C is maybe a very good C. So it may be that it isn't the best examples, but it should give you a decent idea. At least about the minimum requirements if you look at the F there. Any questions? I guess when it comes to room and stuff like that, I can't give you any answers. You will probably be put in different rooms around the campus. I think you will, can you find that in StudWeb or something? You will also find your room assignment there? Yeah, good. Okay, any questions? Good, everything is clear? Fine. I will also be here on Tuesday, so I'll take a little round in the different rooms, probably in the first half hour of the exam. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask me. I won't give you the answer probably, but I may point out misunderstandings and stuff like that. Okay. We will now go to the presentations of the of your projects. Due to this change in hour or the time for this lecture, a few topics have come up in the room next to us. There is a presentation that a lot of the information security students wants to go to. So I've opened for the two information security groups. Maybe there are more people who wants to go there. That these groups can start the presentations. Because I think there is a lecture there at 5 o'clock, isn't it? So you need to be ready by that. Which group is that? There's a group up there. There's a lot of people up there. Okay. Those groups will present first. Okay, then you. There are three groups that are have students that wants to go there, right? Okay, so that's the three groups that will start. Don't worry about the recording that will start it now. It will end in 5 minutes or something, and I will cancel the recording of audio, so you won't be recorded and streamed. Okay.